In order to try to help a little bit with this constitution issue, I want to deal first of all with the issue of what's fair. And what's fair, when people talk about fairness, is what was the deal that was cut, that we agreed to, and are you now trying to change the deal? And what you need to understand is that yes, the Constitution does protect the owner of a slave. It does. Now, be cautioned about the clauses that I've listed below, and I tell you how you can find the whole Constitution if you want it conveniently. But this is a sorted version, and notice that we're not using, the Constitution does not use the word slave, not until we get to the amendment that ends slavery. Until then, what you're going to see is the word persons, and that means a slave. So what are the clauses that were agreed to? And that is that we are going to count for representation and taxes 3/5 of the slave population to determine how many white males vote, guys. Because only men vote at that point, and only white men vote at that point. So it was done as a way to increase the Southern representation, even though the South had at that point and thereafter in history a fewer population than the North, what becomes the North. It also protects the external slave trade, but what you need to understand is Congress ended at the earliest possible moment, which was 20 years later, the external slave trade, bringing in Africans. Wow. So the deal being cut is that we're not going to have, it's not considered unreasonable to end bringing in more Africans. We're not going to do that. And it puts a limit of 20 years on some clauses, but there is no limit on when you can sit there and amend. You can amend away the 3/5 compromise. You could amend it, and the Constitution can amend it, be amended, and it all goes away. So the deal is a very limited deal, and the expectation in this particular window of time of the development of the Constitution is that slavery will not last much longer. It's not viable.